One other thing about small cell, and I actually asked if you had any cases, and you have this 70-year-old woman with extensive stage small cell. But I was curious about this ROVA-T. We saw some more data at ASCO. Could you kind of talk about what that is, where we are with it, and just what happened with this lady?
The punchline, I think, is that ROVA-T eventually will make it on the market. But the story of ROVA-T has been a bit of a roller coaster, and a roller coaster ride that kind of started before immunotherapy came out, and now it's caught up in the middle of immunotherapy. And that's good news for patients with small cell. ROVA-T is what's called an antibody-drug conjugate. So linking, very much like T-DM1 in breast cancer, linking a toxin to a target, in this case, DLL3, pretty widely expressed in small cell lung cancer. Maybe two-thirds of our patients have some form of expression. The early experience, the phase one study, and we were a part of this, and Charlie Rudin led the publication in Lancet Oncology a couple of years ago, showed benefit in both sensitive and refractory relapse settings and responses that maybe approach 40% in some settings and appeared to be safe at that time. And what's happened over time is there's been this kind of launching of studies to get ROVA-T on the market, and several are in progress right now. Right before ASCO, though, a key study, what's called the Trinity study, which was Trinity as in three, third line. This was just a simple single cohort study that said basically if you had relapsed small cell lung cancer and you've been through platinum etoposide and you've been through topo, you can get ROVA-T. Interesting trial in that you just get two doses of it. You get one dose, and then 6 weeks later, get another dose, and you can get redosed after that if there's progression. In that trial, which was designed to be for accelerated approval, the company announced that they did not achieve the kind of results they were hoping for, responses north of 30%. Actually, we're seeing responses around 15%. And so they've decided to not go for accelerated approval and wait for the pivotal studies. Here's what I think about ROVA-T. I think it's active. I think it has some toxicity. I think the toxicity is directly related to the toxin. And the toxicity that physicians are experiencing, and patients, I should say, are experiencing, is the accumulation of fluid. And so you're developing edema, sometimes anasarca, sometimes critical effusions in places like the pericardium and pleura that make patients and doctors want to stop the therapy. That's the reason for dosing twice. This may not be just a ROVA-T problem. This could be just an antibody drug conjugate problem with how much toxin you're delivering to that region of the tumor and you get off-target effects. I think this is solvable probably with dosing and spacing. Response rate of 15% or 40% is certainly better than the experience of giving topotecan and dealing with that toxicity and modest benefits. So I think ROVA-T will find its place probably post-immunotherapy. I was thinking it's going to be a third line setting after Nivo-Ipi, but now that Atezo is a first line drug, it could still have a place in the second line setting if immunotherapy is kind of spent or given or used, I should say, in the first line setting, and then you give something else second line. It may complement. There's an ongoing study right now with Nivo-Ipi and ROVA-T.
Wow.
So we'll see what that shows. But I wouldn't count ROVA-T out. I think it got a lot of early fanfare, some modest benefits with further follow-up, but pivotal first-line studies are in progress. A study called Peru and Maru are in progress looking at the role of ROVA-T in a first-line setting and in a maintenance setting.